Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, and it's so what richly deserved, too. 34 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Barbara Welpman is here. Barbara is an almost 23-year member of our brain trust. She's been with us since the beginning. She's an attorney focusing on small business taxes. She's the author of all the important books on taxes, including the J.K. Lasher's 1001 Tax Deduction Tax Breaks for 2021. The small business, J.K. Lasher Small Business Taxes 2021, and a bunch of other books, including her new one, 500 Plus Big Ideas for Small Business. She's our good friend Barbara. Welcome back.
Well, thanks so much.
It's good to have you back. So we got big news going on, which is fairly new information, last few days, about the new law that was passed, signed by the president on the 27th of December, which included a bunch of new tax provisions for small businesses around the Paycheck Protection Program forgiveness. Tell us about it.
Well, certainly that's true. What the law says is that if you obtain loan forgiveness, you can still deduct all the expenses that are covered by that loan forgiveness, payroll, rent, mm-hmm. utilities, and such. So in a way, you're getting double dipping because
that's right.
Usually when you have debt forgiven, it's taxable. But the law says that the PPP loan forgiveness is not taxable, and so you're getting the forgiveness, tax-free income plus the deductibility.
Mm-hmm.
And the law also made it clear.
And that and let me stop you for a second, Barb. Folks, that's for all of the PPP. If you only took the first one, it covers that. If you only take the second one, it covers that. If you take both of them, it covers both of them.
Precisely. That's right. And as you say, there's now second draw loans where you can, even if you got the first one, you can get another one if you're considered a hard hit business, meaning your
right.
revenue drops.
There is an income test.
Precipitously.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's really good.
Go ahead.
The other thing is that many businesses also got the SBA's economic injury disaster loans, and that included initially, you remember, a $10,000
up to
advance.
$1,000 for employee up to $10,000.
Yeah, this new law says two things, a couple of things. First of all, it says that you don't have to repay that, which people thought you did have to repay it.
Yeah.
Secondly, it's tax-free. It's a grant. It's tax-free. And third, any of the expenses that you paid with that money is deductible. They're deductible just like they would normally be. So
mm-hmm.
that's really good news. And there's
if you don't mind, I want to stop you for a second. I want to make sure people understand the EIDL grant is a different element than the EIDL loan. Because there is a separate EIDL loan made through the SBA that's different from PPP, and it's different from the EIDL grant that happened earlier last year. So I want to make sure
Correct.
People understand that the key to the understanding the EIDL grant is it was only a maximum of $10,000, $1,000 per employee. Some people got $1,000, some people got $6,000, some people got $10,000, but nobody got over that. And that was a grant going in, and as you said, it was taken out of the forgiveness. If your PPP loan was forgiven, you had to pay back the EIDL loan, the EIDL grant. And now, under the new law, that's no longer the case. In fact, if you gave the money back, you get to apply to have it returned.
Correct. So that's a really good thing. And the new law also has grants that are available to what's called shuttered venue operators. These are the live entertainment venues, the talent representatives, lots of places. And these, again, are just grants. They're not taxable, and the expenses that are paid with the grant money, tax deductible. So It really makes things simple, I think, from a tax perspective, that the money that you get to use in your business, and you get to take the deductions.
And the big difference is, even though you can apply for both of the PPP loans, the big difference is, the unlike the first one, there will be an income revenue test of the second one. You'll have to demonstrate
correct.
That you lost revenue. Quickly, wrap
correct.
That one up.
There has to be a decline, a special decline. Right.
For over a period of time, like a quarter, right? They want you to
Yes, you compare.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Big Ideas for smallbusiness.com is the website where you'll find Barbara and all of her books, including the book that has that title. Going to take a quick break. Right back with our good friend Barbara Weltman after the break. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Doesn't mean that much to me. Take a chance on an empty life, just like all the rest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.